Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joan Pryde is with us. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about the Kiplinger letter, the 80, what is it now, 80, let's see, 87-year-old publication, still family-owned. And let's get Joan in here. Joan Pryde, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Joan, the lead story this week in the Kiplinger letter is about, all about exports.
Yes.
And you guys are saying that the exports are going to expand by 14% this year, after a drop of 15% last year. So does that mean like a 29% change? Is that what that means?
I guess so. I guess
if you do the math on that, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So that's if you look at it like that, that's a pretty significant economic growth indicator, isn't it?
Boy, I'll say. Well, except that we say it's not going to boost growth.
And this part I'm not sure I understand. I know we're importing more, but isn't that a sign of demand?
I got to think here for a minute.
I'm a little bit confused about how this works. For one thing, 14% growth in exports is no way that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because folks, we're still importing more than we're exporting. You guys report that this week, right, Joan?
And that's the problem, that the trade gap is, even though you've got this healthy increase in exports, the trade gap is going to widen. But I think I'd rather be a Pollyanna here and say, well, you know, how bad would it be if we didn't have exports?
See, I'm thinking whoever wrote this is got like the glass half empty kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, no, I'm just going to settle on this swing of 29% from last year.
That makes you feel better. You do that.
From last year's drop. Yeah. I mean, I'm playing the glad game here, Joan.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Like Pollyanna. But it was a drop of 15% last year, an increase of 14% this year. That's not a 29% swing from where it was, say, 3 years ago. But compared to last year, that's a big change.
Right.
And ultimately, Joan, that's got to start bearing fruit in the rebuilding inventories.
Yes.
It's got to start bearing fruit from a hiring standpoint if we can maintain that. Because, Joan, as you know, productivity has gone through the roof. I mean, the new productivity numbers shocked Bernanke.
Right.
I heard a report the other day that he was his mouth dropped open when he saw the productivity numbers.
And there was just a story. It might have been in the Post or maybe it was in the Journal. Just how that productivity is so unbelievably good these last few years. That's part of the reason you don't see the job numbers really making a turnaround.
Because that is maintaining the jobless recovery. But here's the thing, Joan. Two things. Number one, that I think means that can't last forever. Number one is capital expenditure by companies, small businesses too, has not been significant, has not been growing.
Right.
So nobody's buying a lot of new stuff to gain productivity.
Yeah.
So that tells me that what's happening is we're squeezing more and more work out of the physical plant and the protoplasm, you know, the people that we have in our businesses.
Right.
We're squeezing more productivity out of those.
Yes.
Those assets. And Joan, equipment breaks down and wears out and becomes obsolete,
sure.
And people do the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, eventually, you're creating a casualty list in your business.
Yes.
And so this can't go on forever. So, which makes me wonder if in the next 6 to 9 months, there might be some kind of a surge.
I think it's very possible, sure.
I mean, if you, just those two things to me, the our economists that report on the show talk about how everyone we've talked to, that capital expenditures are not increasing significantly.
Right.
And we know about the hiring situation. So that's one hopeful thing I think that we've got right there.
Yeah.
One of the problems that we've got out there though is the Eurozone is not good, Japan's not good.
Right.
UK is not good. Those guys are you know, it's going to be interesting, Joan, isn't it, to see in the next couple of years who comes to the party.
Boy, I'll say.
Because these are groups that that might completely miss the recovery.
That's true.
Because we got UK's got problems. They got sovereign debt issues. We know about Greece, Spain, Portugal, India, Italy. Those all got problems.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see all that. One of the things that I'm kind of glad to see you guys report is about the protectionism here. Talk to us about that.
Well, we're saying protectionism will have little real effect on trade. And we say there was a pleasant surprise in the recession as to how well the world trade system held up. Because, you know, when you have a situation like that, that's when everybody starts getting protectionist.
Well, President Obama has rattled some protectionist sabers in the last year or so, for which I've complained about, just as I did when George Bush did the same thing in his first couple of years in the office.
Yeah.
He did exactly the same thing. In fact, he passed a tire tariff. No, I'm sorry, a steel tariff.
That's right, yeah.
And I was all over him for that. Mm-hmm. But I think that what we're seeing with protectionism, with Obama, is we're seeing him giving lip service to his union folks. But he knows he can't have a successful presidency if we don't have exports.
Right.
He knows that we've got to sell stuff abroad, and protectionism is the enemy of that.
That's right.
So, it's been very interesting to see him talking about using protectionist language, but not actually doing something about it. And that's a pragmatic behavior for him that I think I think he should be congratulated for.
I think people are going to see, just in a lot of areas, that he's more pragmatic than they may realize.
I can hardly wait, Joan. I can hardly wait. Hold on to that thought. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joan Pride is our guest. She'll be right back.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggers, flutter your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.